what's up, man?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay, man. Just trying to get my hotel room cleaned up a little bit here.
Great.
Just got done here in Morocco, actually.
By the way, did... hold on one... I'm sorry. I'm getting a call here, Sven. Let me patch this person through. Hello?
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 Hello. Hey, how are you?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hey, yeah, this is, this is Max, and, Max Solaris and Sven Breakfast. You've reached the HKKA headquarters. How can I help you?
Perfect. This is the Hardcore Kumite thing?
Yeah, the Hardcore Kumite Association.
Yeah, you guys put on the spikes and stuff, right?
Sure.
Okay, well, my name is Doc G.
Okay.
And I am a promoter, and I have a fighter, and we've actually been looking for an association to get involved with, but something that's got to be legitimate, hardcore, over the top. I have the best fighter, and right now there's no association that really can handle him.
Oh.
He's Japanese.
Okay.
He's mastered in several forms of martial arts, including Aikido, Karate, Jiu-Jitsu, Seagal, Van Damme, Lee. He's studied all the greats, and there's really no venue for him. And I was referred to you actually through somebody that was serving me at the Togo's, the sandwich shop.
Okay.
I had a...
Good sandwich.
Good sandwiches. I had a loyalty card, and upon my... I guess it was my 10th sandwich. I usually get the roast beef with Thousand Island dressing, provolone cheese, and this person had always, you know, heard me talking about fights, and you know, they saw the feathers in my ears and things like that, and they kind of said, like, hey, you know, we were on this thing, and they passed me a flyer which referred me to the HKK association. So I'm reaching out to you, and I got this number. So,
well, sure. So Doc, is this the only... this Yoshi Dynamo, is he the only fighter you are managing at the time?
Yeah, well, that's impressive. I actually didn't even tell you his name yet, but yeah, it is Yoshi Dynamo. That is his name.
I'm sorry. I thought you said...
Wait a minute. Yeah, hold on. What's going on here, man? Max?
Listen.
Hold on. We were having like a private conversation, me and my associate here. The next thing I know, here is this guy. He's talking about having a fighter, which is good because this is what you know, we are doing here. But Max, you said the guy's name.
Yeah,
listen, I don't know. I've been
Max. I think maybe we should come clear here.
Well, I've been trying to get in touch with Yoshi Dynamo for a while because Sven, you know that we don't have any sort.
Yeah, but why this song and dance, and let's, you know, make what are you?
Well, here's the thing, Sven. Listen, I feel I don't want to get anybody in trouble here, but Max is actually the guy I met in the Togo. He actually has been working part time at the Togo's.
I didn't want to tell you,
Max. You told me you would not ever eat a Togo again after the last time we went there.
I thought that would be the best cover for, you know, for me. You know, I don't want you to know that I've been scraping up money on the side here. Look, the fact of the matter is, Sven and Doc, I guess Doc's going to just have to hear
I'm
this.
I'm really embarrassed about this.
Doc, just stay on the line because it was a good lunch that day, and actually I had a roasted turkey with some of those pepperoncinis on it. Anyway,
yeah.
Listen, Sven, I didn't want to tell you, but I've had to do some work there, and Doc came in. I took my lunch break. We had a good lunch. We talked it out. Turns out he's got a guy. I've been having to work because I haven't seen a check from our backers. I haven't seen anything come in. And unfortunately, you know, I've been having to take part-time work. So, and hey, look, maybe you've seen some checks. I haven't.
It's my understanding that the HKKA is hemorrhaging money at this time and needs is in need of an infusion.
Well, I mean...
Hemorrhaging.
I don't think... hemorrhaging is a pretty extreme word. Some people would use that term, but I haven't seen anything. So maybe it's like a pre-hemorrhaging of some kind.
The only hemorrhaging that we are talking about in HKKA is hemorrhaging of, you know, vital bodily fluids, with a Chinese uppercut or whatever, right? I mean, listen, man and Max, whatever, I'm not an accountant. I don't keep track of this. At the end of the year, I talk to somebody. But what I'm doing...
I think what the HKKA needs is a star, and I've got the star. I mean, the point is, listen, who cares how I found out? I'm sorry about the subterfuge. I think Max didn't want you to think that I'd been talking to him about my fighter behind your back, so we kind of came up with this plan that I would present Yoshi to you. Yoshi, come here. Come out. Finish you. Walk.
It's like a pet?
He's very shy. He's a fighter. He's shy. He comes out in the ring, and I take care of him. I'm his manager. I manage his life.
He speaks English.
A little bit English. He's Japanese. So let me. I mean, when you're ready, I'll put him on the phone, and you can try to talk to him, and you know, you can, you know, hear about his fighting style. Or, I don't know.
Actually,
what you want to know.
Yeah,
I'm
Doc, if you could, why don't you go round up Yoshi? Give me just give me 30 seconds here with Sven, because I think I need to just fill him in. Let me put you on hold, and I'll come right back, and hopefully you can have Yoshi on the line.
Yoshi.
Okay, Sven.
Next.
Listen.
Where are you, man? Togos? Man?
I gotta...
Just tell me. I'll put one of the boats at, you know, the dock down there in wherever you are, and you can leave on the boat, man.
I don't want you to worry, though, because, look, man, when we originally did this, and we, you know, we had the government come in and shut us down...
One of the governments,
but we are now on the verge of getting a seventh fighter here, and I just don't need you to worry about how I'm keeping things together. Now, I know that we've been promised unlimited funding. I just haven't seen a dime of it. I didn't want to wait around for it. I figure I'll go just get a job at the local Togo's.
Next, listen, what was promised to us, and what we have now.
Hey, it's me. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, the Doc.
You guys still need some more time, or
no? Well,
no, we are.
No,
we
we're fine. Where is this Yoshi?
Okay, listen. Yoshi's here. He's ready to talk to you. Just a little background on him. Yoshi he's trained in many, many different forms of martial arts,
okay.
But all of his training comes from watching martial arts cinema. So, he's never been in a dojo. He's never actually been to a class. He's learned everything through his VHS player in his homeland of Okinawa.
He's self-taught, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, that is
he's
common. That's common with actually a few champions that we've seen in other organizations. So that's, okay, it's good to know.
That's all you need to know, really. And, I think he really just speaks for himself, so.
Okay.
Here he is. Yoshi.
All right, Sven, why don't you take the first question, because,
Sure, man, sure.
I'm not...
You know, I'm intrigued by this. Max, listen, if this guy is like...
Hello?
Hi, this is Sven.
Yoshi, Dynamo.
Yoshi, Dynamo. Konnichiwa. Right? Right, Max?
Right. Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. You are a fighter, yeah?
Great fighter. Yoshi, Dynamo. Great fighter. Champion.
Okay. Good.
Street fight?
Jean-Claude Van Damme, Steven Seagal style, Lionheart.
Oh,
look for Justin.
Well, Max,
I did enjoy.
Those are.
I did enjoy Lionheart. Actually, quite
talking our language there.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, Yoshi, can you put Doc G back on the phone for just a second?
Doc G.
Yes.
hey, this is Doc G.
All right. So is that mean the extent of his? There's no question that there's something here, but I'm just worried about the language.
It's the star you're looking for.
Okay.
We can get to the gist here, man. I don't doubt that he has watched these films.
Right.
And if he has, I think that is a pretty good, certainly more qualification than, say, like the clown has.
Sure.
But here's the thing, man. His promo sucks. It is not the language barrier. He sounds like, you know, he has maybe some head trauma or something.
Yeah, Doc, are you in the past tournaments, have you been his mouthpiece and done the management for him on the actual ring on the floor as the event is going on? How does it work with you getting him in the ring?
Like Jimmy Hart or someone like that. That's who I really fashion myself after. But I mean, what this guy can do, I mean, when he says, I know it sounds like he just watches a lot of these films, but I mean, he can do the splits like Van Damme. He can do the subtle Aikido throwing you to the side, the gall. He can get that high pitched wail of a Bruce Lee.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very sure. I'm almost positive he can, you know, do all the moves too. I mean, he's never had a fight yet because we haven't been able to get him in to a league. But I'm sure as anything. I basically
okay. Well done. That's about it here. Okay. How old are you?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, me? I'm 37.
37. And Yoshi is, I assume, like 20, 22?
Yoshi Dynamo is he's 24, actually.
24? Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
That's a good start. And he's been trained by what, like these films and stuff like that.
You know, his biggest influence is actually the film Old Boy, which, if you'll remember in that film, the main character trained himself, you know, to become a master martial artist, you know, by being imprisoned, and he's kind of taken that dynamic.
Okay. Here's the thing: if he hasn't fought anyone yet,
you're the soldier.
Okay. Universal Soldier. If he hasn't, Doc, are you there? Doc.
Yeah.
Doc,
yeah,
if he hasn't. If he has,
he's doing the splits right now. I'm watching him. He's splayed out on my floor, and he doesn't wear underwear.
Doc,
you know?
Is there?
I mean, I'm putting him on.
Doc, is there a local show you can get him in before we do the tournament, where you can have him basically eviscerate somebody? He's gonna need to knock someone out.
I'd settle for knowing that he would, you know, show up on time and bring like trunks and stuff. If, of course, you have fighter's insurance, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we definitely. I mean, I have
you do.
Okay, so
on my progressive.
Okay, Sven, you're saying that you don't. This guy does. You don't want even want this guy to fight anybody before he gets in the HKKA. This is a serious tournament.
Well, my point would be that, like, you know, if he has fighter's insurance,
right,
and we're talking about, you know, funding and ways to streamline, then probably would be like less expensive.
Sure.
If we were to put all of the insurance for the fight on that progressive account, and then maybe we could have some leverage to talk, like, you know, business and the future.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. The second. All right. You know what? I agree. The second thing is this, though, Doc. If we could just get another word with Yoshi, I want to quiz him and throw out some martial arts movie titles at him to see really how deep his knowledge is, and I think that's only fair.
Hold on, Yoshi. They're gonna want to quiz you a little bit, okay? So, just all right.
Okay. Now, Sven, if you have, I know you're a fan as I am. So, after I go, feel free to jump in.
Yoshi Dynamo.
Great, Yoshi. I'm gonna throw out some movie titles at you, and I want to know if you've seen them or not. The Raid.
Raid. Very good.
Okay, The Raid 2.
Raid 2, even better. Yoshi Dynamo.
Delta.
Eco Flight. Rama.
Okay.
Mad Dog.
Delta. Jaka. Delta Force.
Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris style. I am master of the Chuck Norris style. You have a rocket come out of back of motorcycle.
Once upon a time in China.
Hey. Once upon a time in China.
Okay, but who was the lead actor in that, Yoshi?
Give Yoshi a minute.
Give you a minute?
What?
Yoshi.
A minute.
What? Okay, Yoshi, you should know that one.
Jet Li, master.
All right, that was a little slow on the uptake on that one.
Yeah, I could almost hear the internet humming through the phone line, you know? I mean, obviously, that was the first question he got wrong there. So I think we can say safely that his knowledge of these martial arts techniques and these films is comprehensive.
Hey, master, hold on.
He's a master there. He's a master, man.
Okay, but I mean, he didn't know Jet Li.
Well, I mean, yeah, but that was one out of many. You asked him a lot of questions.
I did. Right? I
mean,
did.
Come on. You are running this guy through the paces, and I can understand because, you know, I mean, the fact is.
Okay. And Yoshi, can you put Doc back on?
Yeah, this is Doc G.
Okay.
You know, you've got him all freaked out. He's screaming about the Dr. Bowles and things like that. I didn't even know he knew what that was. So.
Okay. Well, I got to say. He got, I guess, one wrong, but that's not a lot, considering he did know Chuck Norris, and I think that says a lot. I'm just not sure where to go from here, because I'd really like Yoshi to be a part of this thing, but Doc, we're going to have to involve you in some of the promos for this guy, so the audience sort of knows what's happening.
Yeah, he's not a great communicator.
Doc? Did we lose Doc?
Hello, Doc?
Sorry, I'm here.
Yoshi?
Oh, jeez, okay.
No, I'm fully prepared to do all the talking for Yoshi. You know, I'm his Don King, his Jimmy Hart.
Okay. Doc?
I'm his Miss Elizabeth, if you will.
Okay.
Oh, man, Miss Elizabeth.
Yeah. Yeah, he's really bloodthirsty, is the thing. I mean, the thing about Yoshi Dynamo is that he wants to be, you know, when he finally affiliates himself with an organization, it has to be one that is commensurate with the amount of carnage that he, you know, wishes to, produce. I mean, he's really... just a bloodthirsty. He wants to beat ass. You know, I mean, there's really, you know, there's no size that he can't handle. I mean, he'll fight in any weight class.
I kind of sense like a little bit of like that kind of aggression coming from him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean,
well, like so you know, like.
Go ahead.
We're having at the moment, like, you know, some problems with the cash flow, and adding another fighter, it's going to mean printing up the posters, do this, do that. We have so many expenses coming at us, and Yoshi is kind of an inexperienced fighter for what we want to do, but we could do some film trivia night.
The question does, beg to be asked is, what do you and Yoshi need to show up for the tournament?
Unleash Bob Hoskins.
Well, that's very good, and also
the fighter insurance, which is a stumbling block for us,
right?
Which is moved out of the way. If we go on to your Progressive account, put the whole show on there just for a little bit, cost you a little hundreds of thousands of dollars, and then at the end when the unlimited funding comes through, you get a huge payback, and then on top of it, when Yoshi wins, because obviously he's got these techniques, it down to, you know, I'll just miss one question, if he missed one punch the whole tournament, he'll probably win the whole thing, and then you'll have unlimited prize money. The prize is like $1 million, man.
Yeah, I mean, how many fighters do you have that land 9 out of 10 punches? You know?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So, you know, if we can get through this fighter's insurance situation, then we can get on to talking about, you know, what kind of robe he can wear to the ring.
Yeah, that is a big concern of his. He really, he's not sure what kind of robe he wants to go with, but he still has like something like black with the yellow trim, not unlike the Cobra Kai from the Karate Kid.
Sure.
Yeah, make it say some like, you know, Japanese shit on there in the back, like a tiger in training or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can do it all, but the fighter's insurance is just, Max, I was going to tell you, man, I don't think we can even do the tournament.
No, I think we can. I think it sounds like a fair trade. Yoshi needs a fight. We need fighter's insurance. So
yeah, well, I mean, if he can't do it, man, then, you know, I think we're going to have to get back into Joe Gracie.
It sounds like this is an ultimate fight with all the insurance on the line, and maybe you need to bill it as such, and I can help you do it.
Well, I mean, depending
on you know, we do it on
the
paper,
tier of
progressive. The winner takes all the insurance.
Winner gets all the insurance. Imagine.
All the insurance.
Oh. Well,
I think that, I mean, here's what we'll do. Me and Sven are going to talk a little bit. And we are going to definitely send some paperwork your way. Just want you to look at it. You and Yoshi.
We're about to watch Ip Man 3 right now.
Oh, good. It's actually not bad.
Great.
You and Yoshi talk it over, and then we'll just go from there. But I could really say thank you, Doc G, for bringing this up. I really want to make this work with Yoshi. I think he'd be a great addition to the tournament.
Oh, I think it's going to work. I mean, he's really excited right now. He's doing somersaults all around my house right now, and just he's wearing a towel, though, fortunately.
Okay.
Well, you know what, Doc? Tell me what. We are going to get you a nice robe and some karate pants with gold thread and everything you need, a hood and a mask and all this stuff. And you just fax the information, the progressive account number and the PIN and all that stuff. And then I'll give you my own karate pants.
Great. And Max, I guess I'll be seeing you same time lunch tomorrow. So goes?
Yeah. My schedule.
When are you in?
Yeah, my schedule's still the same. So I'll be there about 3 days a week. And
great.
Yeah. Yeah. Just come though. Around 11, 12, the same time you did, and I could adjust my 20-minute lunch break.
In light of the fact that I'm going to let you guys use some of my insurance, do you think you can give me a double punch on that loyalty card?
Yeah, no, that's no problem.
Come on,
I'll have...
Give him the double punch.
I'll have something for you. Yeah, I'll have something for
you. All right.
Okay.
Wow.
Punchy card.
That's right. He's gonna get a turkey club, Yoshi.
Yeah. Okay.
Great.
Wow.
Thanks, Doc. We'll talk to you soon.
Great to meet you.
All right. Very exciting meeting, guys. Very positive.
Yes.
I feel very positive about this fiscal year.
Very good.
Very productive, my friend. I'll see you next time.
HKKA.
Well. Wow.
Okay. He didn't know who Jet Li was, Sven, and that's really...
Yeah. Max, I don't know who Jet Li is.
Oh, you don't know who Jet... Okay, that's fine. Maybe I'm the only one.
What is he, an author or something?
Oh, boy. Okay, let's pretend that Jet Li is one of the greatest martial arts movie stars of all time. His style is wushu, and while it's based in performance, this gentleman turned out some of the best martial arts cinema the world has ever seen.
Like Rob Van Dam type, like Karate Kick and stuff?
Lots of karate kicks, but lots of high wire kung fu, extremely traditional stuff mixed with fantasy elements, and his film career is just is a phenomenal piece of work, and it's like
that's great and everything. But you know me, man. I'm about the kumite. I don't watch a television or listen to a record player or anything. I watch kumite, man. Kumite.
Okay, listen.
You know, like in this song, kumite.
I know. I love that.
Once you have experienced it, man, you don't watch. I don't listen, Max. What the thing is I don't care how many movies he's seen. I think we have a good opportunity here to have an insured tournament for the first time ever, right? So that the bad things that happened in the past don't happen again, right? So when the funding comes true, when the deposit gets made, we get to keep the money after instead of having to go to the underground for
Okay, Sven, I get that. Look, I had a 20-minute lunch break with Doc G. He's a good guy.
Right.
I know he's a good guy, but his fighter doesn't know who Jet Li is, and the real concern is that this guy's going to get in that ring, and he's going to melt, because while there are fighters out there that have studied movies and studied videotape and gone on to be champions, that's true, but this guy doesn't know who Jet Li is. He's supposed to, you know, be studying all these moves. We don't need a death in the ring.
A death in the ring, Max. It's called a squash match, man.
I'm all for
it. You know, I don't expect this guy. He's got no training. We've got maniacs coming in, you know, but it might be fun and something interesting to happen. Like, kind of like giving them a bye in the first round.
But on the
except maybe funny, you know, he's probably, you know, like not very physically fit and stuff. Maybe a bit clumsy because of sitting on the couch and stuff. Well, it will be funny. He'll get his ass kicked, and someone will get to buy in the first round to the second round. Besides all that, Max, the main draw of Yoshi Dynamo, of course, is insurance for a change, man.
Okay.
You don't to know why you are going into Togo's tomorrow morning? Because after the last fight, we got sued and we're bankrupt.
Look, it could go the other way too, though. This guy could come in there, he could be the real deal, and he could steal the whole show. He's a complete unknown.
Well, I mean, this is another positive thing. The thing is, I'm not, even if he is stuck, man, we win either way, because it will be fun and entertaining to watch, you know? He's like, you know, like somebody who just gets their ass kicked, like a court gesture or something.
I'm just a little concerned about the whole money situation, because like I said, you know, we're dealing with unlimited funds here, yet I haven't seen any of the unlimited funds.
Well, I mean, you know, I went on my bank account there on the laptop, and yeah, I have not seen the funds either.
That's what I thought you did, because I'm thinking, okay, you know, Sven's traveling here, he's traveling there, he always travels, but I'm like, okay, you didn't say anything, I didn't say anything. Oh, man.
Yeah, but you forget, man, my business is a highly fluid industry, so, you know, generally I'm spending off of the top,
I know.
Not thinking about flipping up the plastic or anything, because it's easily traceable.
I'm not.
But I can flip a few containers or something and send you the profit, you know, man. I mean,
I
have a real-world job here.
I know you do, but that's okay. I do, too. I do have a real-world job as well. And I'm hoping, I'm going to be able to quit once we get this tournament rolling. So, listen,
listen, Max, read my lips, man. Unlimited funding.
Okay, I heard you.
Yeah, man, unlimited funding. So don't worry, man. Go make the sandwich, and tomorrow just laugh and say, hey, you know, tomorrow I will buy Togo's fucking wife from him.
I'm not crazy about signing up with some, I mean, Doc G's, like I said, I believe he's a great guy. I've never done business with him, and he's got a fighter that's unproven. I don't know what we can't just sign insurance with the guy and ride the whole tournament on the guy.
We can just sign insurance with the guy and ride the whole tournament. In fact, I got the paperwork right here.
Okay, named on this policy,
right?
Yeah.
Is one Warren G.
Warren.
Ah, okay. So this guy, look, man, he sold right here all the data. I mean, it's insurance policy. Warren G. Father, Warren G. It's a family policy, man.